Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 56 for Friday, September 11th. I'm Dave Sims. Coming into the close of trade, the ICE Futures Canada canola market finished stronger on Friday. Canola was up $3.50, with the November contract up $3.50 at $470 per ton. Canola initially took a dive to the low side when today's USDA report came out, which predicted larger than expected soybean production in the U.S. However, it seems farmers didn't want to sell at the current price, and speculators brought the market up at the close. Farmer selling of canola has been less aggressive than expected throughout the session, which lent support to prices. Commercial buying is on the increase, though. Reports of frost in Western Canada underpinned the market, while gains in Malaysian palm oil were bullish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were bouncing around unchanged, with the November contract at $8.74 per bushel. Profit taking at the close was a key feature today as traders looked to cash in before the weekend. The USDA report surprised virtually everyone, with the agency pegging soybean production at well over 3.9 billion bushels. That was significantly more than most analysts thought. Many had thought the number would be 3.8. Yields, however, are still expected to be around the 47 bushel an acre mark, largely because of the record production coming out of Iowa, Minnesota, and Nebraska. Corn futures were up 12 cents, with the December contract coming in at $3.87 a bushel. Corn turned higher after today's USDA report reduced projections for this year's crop. The USDA pegged corn production at 13.6 billion bushels, which was down from the August forecast of 13.7 billion. Wheat was up 6 to 7 cents, with the December contract checking in at $4.85 a bushel. The USDA pegged wheat stockpiles at the end of the 2015-16 year at 875 million bushels. That is more than analysts had expected heading in. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, September 11th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.